Let's move and come back to this. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. When we come back to the praise, you will start with this one. Father, thank you for this moment. We give you the praise and the honor. Be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat 1 minute. Hallelujah. Want to appreciate everyone here this morning. We have still foreign guests, delegates from all over the world. This year we had over 30-something countries represented at this conference. And we appreciate God for His goodness. The Pastor Devin and his wife all the way. Can we welcome you? Wave your hands and greet the people. We are happy to have you all the way. From the Republic of South Africa, we are happy to have you. You're welcome. We have Pastor Peter Weber and his team of people all the way from D.C. just coming in this morning. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. We welcome you. God bless you. Happy to see you. Hallelujah. Very, very quickly, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17, all the way to verse 19. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hind's feet, and He will make me to walk upon mine high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. The Lord bless His word in Jesus' name. Anyone who is going up to his or her high places today, shout the loudest amen. Speaking very briefly, we came in for majorly praise, thanksgiving, and appreciation today. And so the preaching will not be too long. Preaching this morning on the subject, the raise of praise. The raise of praise. Praise is key. To the race. Our objective this morning is to understand what it means to be raised by praise. And then understanding how praise raises people. And thirdly, understanding the praise that raises. We'll understand what it means to be raised by praise. We'll understand how praise raises people. And we'll understand the praise that raises. Without any contradiction, scriptures make it clear that praise is a raiser or a lifter of people. Praise is a raiser, is a lifter of people. And scripture also makes it clear that depression is a demobilizer of lives and destinies. Is a demobilizer of lives and destinies. Where we just read said, summary, even if nothing is working, yet I will praise the Lord, and He will guard my feet like the hind's feet, and make me to walk upon my high places. the devil cannot shut your mouth in praise, he will not limit your raise in life. If he cannot shut your mouth in praise, he won't be able to limit your rise in life. Throughout scriptures, we see people who were very highly lifted, and they were people who praised. Example number one, King David. King David was called the sweet psalmist of Israel in 1 Samuel and in chapter 24. 2 Samuel chapter 23 verse 1. He was called the sweet psalmist of Israel. Now this be the last words of David. David the son of Jesse said, the man who was raised up on high. Raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob and the sweet psalmist of Israel. The sweet psalmist of Israel, by being a psalmist, by being a worshiper, by being a praiser, he was raised up on high. The man who was raised up on high. If the enemy wants to keep you in the pit, he will close your mouth in praise. The man who was raised up on high. If the enemy wants to keep you on the floor, he attacks your praise. The man who was raised up on high. The sweet psalmist of Israel. Is God speaking to anybody here? That was David in Psalm 119 verse 164. David said, seven times in a day, I will praise the Lord. Seven times in a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Seven times in a day. In Psalm 34 and in verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. No wonder Saul could not stop his rise. The Amalekites could not stop his rise. The Philistines could not stop his rise. His sons that rose up against him could not prevent his rise. There is someone here this morning. As you are going to give God the praise and you give the lifestyle of praise and live the lifestyle of praise, every limitation on your life shall be broken this morning. Shall be broken this morning. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. King Solomon was a young man. Maybe you can say almost born out of wedlock. Almost. Illegal, illicit relationship between his mother and his father gave birth to him. But he was a man of praise. In 1 Kings chapter 4 and in verse 32, Solomon gave proverbs. 1,000 proverbs and 1,005 songs. So much so that when he became king, he assembled musical equipment. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and in verse 8, he said, I gathered me also silver and gold and the peculiar treasure of the kings and of the provinces. I got me men singers and women singers and the delights of the sons of men as musical instruments and that of all sorts. So much so that a whole book of the Bible was named Songs of Solomon. No wonder God picked him from the dungeon because of the praiseful heart he had. God picked him from the pit. God picked him from the reproach. God picked him from the realm of insults. A realm of being despised because of what his mother and father did. God picked him up and made him the most significant king in Israel, the richest, the wealthiest, the most popular king, apart from David, by the raise of praise. Is God speaking to someone here this morning? I don't know whose situation is like Solomon this morning. Maybe your birth circumstances were not correct. Maybe your father, mother made a mistake that is rubbing off on your life.
Maybe there is something about you that people talk about, and they talk about in a reproachful manner. Something in your history, something in your life, something about your destiny. I am anointed to announce to you this morning, your praise shall erase every reproach of your life. Your praise shall erase every negativity of your life. Your praise shall erase every testimony that is not correct. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. What about Moses? Third example. God said, if there is any prophet, I, the Lord, will speak to him in dreams. I will speak to him in visions. I'll speak to him in revelations. But my servant Moses is not like that. Him will I speak face to face and mouth to mouth, as a man speaketh to his friend. What could have been such secret of Moses that made him so dear to God, that God would speak to him as a friend? Among other things, was the worship life of Moses. In Exodus chapter 15 verse 1, the people sang the song of Moses, and the children of Israel then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and speak saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have he thrown into the sea. Deuteronomy 31 verse 22, Moses was the man of songs. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day. He wrote this song the same day and taught the children of Israel. Moses was a man of songs. He wrote these songs in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and in verse 30. We also saw again the song of Moses. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of these songs until they were ended. Deuteronomy chapter 32 and in verse 44. You see, you will never know that Moses was a man of songs. But look at several scriptures. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hoshea, the son of Nun. So much so that the song of Moses made it to heaven. Made it to heaven. Well, I think actually that songs originate from heaven first. In Revelation chapter 15 and in verse 3. Revelation chapter 15 and in verse 3. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God. This is in the book of Revelation. And the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Moses, a singer, a praiser, let's say a praiser, a worshiper of God, worshipped his way, sang his way, until his song became a song to be sung in heaven. Moses praised his way, sang his way, until he became the most notable and important prophet of all time. People, I prophesy to you today, God is about to lay his hands on you by the power of your praise and by the power of your worship, and every limitation of your life and your destiny is about to be dismantled and dissolved, and God will take you where you belong. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. Of course, Paul the Apostle will be our fourth example. Paul was a man of worship. In Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 4, Paul was the one who said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Not rejoice in your house or in your car or in your wife or in your husband. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 all the way to verse 20. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always, not sometimes, always, always, for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Always, always, always. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 18. Always, in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Always, at all times, give thanks, give praise, give worship. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? And who was Paul the apostle? The star apostle. The star apostle. The apostle that came from behind, from the background, and made it to the forefront. The apostle that came and became apostle ahead of Peter, ahead of James, ahead of John, ahead of all of them. They were all there before him, but he literally overtook them in impact, overtook them in every realm. Because, among other things, he had a buoyant life of praise, a buoyant life of worship, a buoyant life of thanksgiving. Is God speaking to someone here? A buoyant life of thanksgiving. Don't let any devil shut your mouth in praise. Don't let any devil shut your tongues. When the devil come around you with offense, and come around you with bitterness, and come around you with betrayers and conspiracies, and all those things, he only wants to shut your mouth in praise, and in so doing limit your life and your destiny. But today, I take authority over every spirit of depression, over every spirit of discouragement. I declare, it is broken right now. In the name of Jesus. And our Master Jesus is praise and worship personified. Just before the crucifixion, he was still singing hymns in Matthew chapter 26 and in verse 39. The Bible said he went from verse 38. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful even unto death. Tarry here and watch with me. Keep going. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass over. Nevertheless, from me, pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours. Not as I will, but as thou wilt. Now look at this. Go on. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and said unto them, Peter, what, could you not watch with me? Hallelujah. Verse 40. Did you actually take 26 and in verse 30? Matthew 26:30. Alright. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Around when the crucifixion was to happen, they were still singing hymns. When the devil was looking for him to crucify him, he still had song in his heart to sing. What is it that has come against you, or come across you, or come face to face with you, that disappeared the song from your mouth? What is it that has made? What is it that has taken the song away from your mouth? I want you to know that when the enemy wants to destroy your life, he destroys your song. You know, one of the worst things Satan did against Job, he cut off his music. In Job chapter 30, verse 31. I am sure if Job had continued to praise and to worship in the midst of all the things, maybe his tenure in affliction would have been shortcut. But he said, my harp is turned to mourning. That's Job. And my organ into the voice of them that weep. That is, the devil fought me until I lost my praise. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. Hey! I said that will never be your portion. If the devil cannot stop your praise, he cannot stop your deliverance. He cannot stop your intervention. He cannot stop divine intervention. You must come to the point where you make up your mind that nothing will temper with your organ. Nothing will temper with your harp. Nothing will temper with your voice. Nothing will temper with your song. Somebody shout the loudest amen. The master was about to be crucified. He still had his song. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I don't care the medical report the devil has given you this morning. You shall sing your song. I don't care the news you got from the village or from your family house this morning or yesterday night. You shall have a song this morning. And I believe, I don't care the verdict from the court or the police or anybody against your life this morning. You shall have a song that shall change your story. Somebody say a loud amen. Very, very quickly, how does praise raise people? Number one, praise establishes the presence of God around the life of the praiser. Praise establishes the presence of God around the life of the praiser. The Bible said in Psalm 22 verse 3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Psalm 100 and in verse 4, he said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Praise establishes the presence of God around the life of the praiser. And I'm sure the presence of God in the life of a person takes you from ordinary existence, earthly existence, regular existence in life. Because the presence of God carries a heavenly climate. It makes your life heavenly. That was what happened to Joseph when he was in Egypt. The Lord was with him. And because the Lord was with him, he was not living the regular life of a slave. Everything changed. The Lord was with him, took him to the top. Genesis 39 verse 2 all the way to verse 5. Potiphar placed him above. Potiphar took him in charge of everything because the Lord was with him. In Genesis 39:21, the Lord was with him again, and that made him become the head of the prison. He took charge of the prison. If you are going to praise God, God will, his presence will saturate you. And when the presence of God is with you, you can't remain on the floor. You don't live a regular life. You live an unusual life. You stay up. There are people here this morning. The presence of God is going to make a difference in your family. It's going to make a difference in your community. It's going to make a difference in your environment. You believe that? Say the loudest amen. Praise establishes the presence of God. Number two, praise unleashes divine favor on the praiser. Show me a man, a woman who knows how to praise, and I'll show you a man and a woman who will walk in favor. Acts chapter 2 verse 47. The Bible said they were praising God and having favor with all the people. What will favor do? Psalm 89 verse 17. What will favor do? He said, for thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. In thy favor our horn shall be exalted. When your favor is on me, exaltation is my portion. When your favor is on my life, lifting is my portion. When your favor is on my life, Mahoshakobagadagalayada. In Esther chapter 2 and in verse 17, favor was upon Queen Esther, and they made her queen instead of Vashti. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the crown royal upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. I prophesy to someone here, every trace of rejection on your life, every trace of disfavor on your life is about to be cleaned out by the favor of God today. in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. The favor of God is taking you up, is setting the crown on your head. Hallelujah. How does praise raise people? Number three, praise triggers the release of human potentials. Your praise releases your potentials. If I have nothing to say on this, I will just take David as your example. David, we just saw now, the sweet psalmist of Israel. We just read that now. 2 Samuel 23 and in verse 1. David who said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. In Psalm 34 and in verse 1. And Psalm 119 verse 164. 7 times in a day will I praise the Lord. This was that David. And if you look at David, you see David as the symbol of praise in the Bible. He was a singer. He was a songwriter. He was the inventor of music equipment. He was the instrumentalist. He was the choir director, the music director. David is the symbol of praise and worship in the Bible. I want to ask you a question. Who had more released potential than David in the whole Bible? Maybe Jesus Christ? Maybe Paul the Apostle, like himself? Because what was David? A psalmist, a singer, a songwriter, a choir director, an instrumentalist, both a singer and musician and a music director. What was David? A fighter. What was David? A giant killer. What was David? A military general. What was David? A strategist. What was David? A people developer. What was David? A leader, a king. What was David? A king. What was David? A priest. What was David? A prophet. Everything that was available for anybody to be, David was. Every realm, he entered into every calling. He stepped into every mantle. Every mantle available in the Old Testament, David touched it. Don't envy David's mantle until you can connect with his praise. Some will see David and say, oh, what a lucky man. What a highly favored man. God is partial. No, God was not partial. If you do what David does, if you can do what David did with God, you can experience what David experienced with God. Am I communicating at all? Potentials released. Potentials released. Paul the Apostle, the same Paul the Apostle, who said, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say unto you, rejoice. Paul who said, in everything, give thanks. Paul who said, all manner. He praised God at all times. Paul the Apostle will be the equivalent of David in the New Testament. Even though he may not have sung, but Paul was the apostle. He was a prophet. He was the evangelist. He was the pastor. He was a teacher. Working word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirit. Working of miracles, miracle working faith, gifts of prophecy, interpretation of tongues, diversities of tongues, administrations, apostolic establishment of churches. One man. By. Hear me. There are people here today. Your praise is about to explode your potentials. That amen can be better than that. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Look at your neighbor, say, don't lock up your destiny by closing your mouth in praise. Open your mouth in praise and unlock your potentials. Look at someone, say, don't lock up your destiny by closing your mouth in praise. Say, open your mouth in praise and you unlock your destiny. Hey! Shabagalayayayaya. Hey! Something is happening for someone here this morning. In a short while from now, we shall be praising God. Who is going to praise God?
explosively, excitedly, impactfully. If you are, shout the loudest. I will praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Give the Lord the praise. What will praise do? How does praise lift people up? And of course, you remember Saul, who went to the garrison of the Philistines when they were praising, and the prophetic rose out of him. Number four, praise is the channel for divine direction. Channel for divine direction. Divine direction. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15, we saw how a minstrel came and played when Elisha needed direction. And the hand of the Lord came upon him, and the direction came that Elisha needed by the ministry of that praiser. In Acts chapter 13 and in verse 2, we saw how Peter, Paul, and the other apostles and teachers were ministering to the Lord, which literally means worshiping and praising the Lord, and fasted, and the Holy Ghost said, the Holy Ghost spake, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. In Isaiah chapter 30 and in verse 29, Isaiah chapter 30 and in verse 29, he said, ye shall have a song as in the night, when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come to the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel, you shall have a song. It begins with a song. And verse 30, and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. Start with the song, end with the voice. You shall have the song, and the Lord shall cause his voice to be heard. You shall have a song. Anytime you need his voice, release his song. Release his song. Go ahead and worship. Go ahead and praise. Go ahead praying in the spirit. He may speak to you audibly. He may speak to you through his word. He may speak to you through the inward witness or the inward voice. But the song is connected to the voice. Somebody say a loud amen. And why is divine direction important? How does it take you up? Yes, divine direction is key to destiny distinction. Divine direction is key to destiny distinction. Abraham was unknown until direction came. He was unknown. Nobody knew him. In Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 1, the Lord said to Abraham, that direction took Abraham from obscurity to authority, obscurity to notoriety, that direction. In Genesis chapter 26 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 4, there was a famine in Egypt. Or rather, a famine in the land of the Philistines. And the Lord appeared to Isaac. Go not down to Egypt. And told him, go not down to Egypt. Dwell in this land that I will tell you. This direction made Isaac to dwell in the land. And by dwelling in the land, everything changed. By verse 14, Isaac had become the envy of the Philistines. He had possession of flocks and possession of herds and a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. And by verse 16, the king of Gerar said, go from us because you are mightier than we. You are a person that is bigger than our nation. By one direction. By one direction. By one direction from God. Is there someone here today trusting God for a direction? You are at the junction of decision. At a junction in confusion. You are trusting God for which way to go. I announce to you today, by our praise today, direction shall come for you. Direction shall come for you. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. Lift your right and say, I receive. Needed and necessary direction today in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise if you are getting that direction. Finally, number five, praise is a weapon for deliverance. Weapon for deliverance. Psalm 32 and in verse 7, he said, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Compass me about with songs of deliverance. Isaiah chapter 16 and in verse 23. For it shall be. Sorry, 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 23. When the evil spirit came upon Saul, David took a harp and played with his hand. So Saul was delivered, was refreshed, and the evil spirit departed from him. Acts chapter 16 verse 25, all the way to verse 26, we saw how Paul and Silas in the prison, they gave thanks to God, and suddenly they prayed and sang, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. The prisoners heard them, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and every man's bands were loosed. You see, when you praise, yokes are destroyed. And when yokes are destroyed, destinies are released. Is God speaking to anybody here? In Leviticus chapter 26 verse 13, Leviticus 26 and in verse 13, he shows us, he said, I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke. And made you to go upright, made you to go straight, make your life, I have made your life to rise. When you praise, yokes are broken. And when yokes are broken, your life is upright. Your life is upright, right up, upright, right up. Is God speaking to anyone here? Every ancestral generational family curse, any bondage from hell, every occultic power, witchcraft domination, whatever it is that has bound your life and made your life to be bent down like this, I declare this day that yoke is broken. That yoke is broken. That chain is broken. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Loud most shout of praise. So through all of these avenues, your praise causes you to have a raise. Question is, what is the kind of praise that lifts us up? What is the kind of praise that guarantees the raise? Number one is praise despite distraction. When you are able to praise God despite enemy distraction. When you are praising when it appears like things are not working. When you decided to praise when the enemy wants you to complain. Though the fig tree shall not blossom. And there is no fruit in the vine. I have labored to plant olive. I have labored to plant the fig. I have labored to plant everything. And my labor failed. The fields are not yielding any crop. The shops seem deserted. People don't seem to be patronizing what I do. I wrote proposals. It produced no result. The flock is cut off from the fold. Even my supplies and my warehouse is reducing. And there's no herd in the stores. Yet. Somebody say yet. Many years ago, I preached a message titled, Yet. People you helped try to turn against you, yet. You sowed so much, you are expecting so much, but little came, yet. People are looking at me, they say you've been married for a long time. Where is your child? And they are trying to mock at you, yet. They say, you've been going to church all this while. Why have you not gotten married yet from your going to church? Yet, I will praise. Hey! Yeah. Somebody stand on your feet and scream, yet! Look at someone say, yet! I will praise the Lord! Yet! I will praise the Lord! Give him the shout of victory!
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. In case you didn't hear anything this morning and you went home and somebody asked you, what did they preach in church? What will you say?
Hey, 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 hey. I have tried to grow the church and the church is not answering as I wanted to, and the devil wants me to be depressed on the Sunday morning. Yeah.
This is the key. Anything the devil wants you to do, do the opposite. If he wants you to complain, celebrate. If he wants you to sit down, stand up. If he wants you to crawl, fly.
Hey! If he wants you to stop praying, pray more. If he says your vision is too big, get a bigger vision. Hey! Somebody stand on your feet and scream, yeah! Scream, yeah! A louder scream of, yeah!
That was how Paul and Silas praised. Please take your seat. 1 minute. We'll soon be praising.
They praised when their backs were bleeding. They praised when they beat them, like we say, black and blue. They should be crying and they should be lamenting. And what was their offense?
Do you remember what the offense of Paul was? They preached and delivered a girl that was possessed with the spirit of divination. For doing good, the enemy tried to make them regret doing good. Maybe you are like that here. To make them regret working for God. To make them regret functioning in ministry. When they should be lamenting and regretting, they exploded in praise. To the shame of the dummy devil.
Yeah. Somebody shout, yeah.
God said, when you praise me like that, then, look at the next verse now, verse 19. Then the Lord will guard, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19 now. Then the Lord God will supply you strength. When nothing was working, and yet you decided to praise God, then the Lord God will supply you strength. He will make your feet like the hind's feet. Do you know the hind's feet? The hind is like the mountain goat. That the hind can almost stand on a mountain at 90 degrees. Almost. It has feet that just hooks to the ground. Look at that. Look at how they are standing. They can stand anywhere. It's a mountain. Female there. Like a hind's feet. They can't fall from there as you see them. I will walk and climb. I was on the ground floor before when things were not working and I decided to praise. By the time I finished praising, he will guard my feet with strength and make me to walk. Upon my high places, such that those who saw me on the ground before, when things were not working, when they looked again, they can't see me there because God has catapulted me from there and taken me. See how that goat is standing right there. And he can't fall from there.
It makes my feet like hinds feet. I will walk up on rugged terrains. I will walk where normal people can't walk and go up to the place of my destiny and my assignment. Stand on your feet with the shout of victory.
Remain standing up on your feet and tell somebody by yourself, say, yet I will praise the Lord. Yet I will praise the Lord.
Let me.
Let me tell you. When I was walking in this morning, the praise was on. And I saw, despite praise worship going on, some people were just sitting down. Never do that to yourself. Never do that to your destiny. It's not a matter of knowing how to dance. Some people say, I don't know how to dance. So let me, don't do that to yourself. There is no segment of the church service that is a waste. The praise time is not disco party. It's a spiritual prophetic exercise. You are not trying to show off or show anybody. Am I communicating at all? And this morning, you are going to confirm to God and praising, celebrating, and dancing is a weapon of spiritual warfare. Do you understand that? What general purpose machine gun or armored tank did Joshua and the people use to collapse the wall of Jericho? When Jehoshaphat and the army of Israel were surrounded by the Ammonites and the Amalekites and the Edomites, what weapon was used to make them fight each other? It's a brutal weapon. I've used that weapon for long. It's a weapon of spiritual warfare. It sets confusion in the camp of the enemy. It fills you with power and makes you unbeatable. Hallelujah. Praise. What praise causes you to rise? It is praise despite distraction. And number two, it is praise that is focused on your maker. On the Almighty. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Focus on your God. Even if I don't know anything, I should know that these people God formed for himself. And he formed me to show forth his praise. If I don't know anything, if I don't have any other assignment in this world, I have the assignment of praising God. I was created for a purpose. And that purpose is to show forth the praises of God. Was that not Isaiah 43 and in verse 21? Before I can say I have a job at the office or wherever, I have a job that was given to me by God. And that job is to praise him with my life. To praise him with my time. If my earthly job is not working well, let my spiritual job do well. And if my spiritual job has gone well, then the physical one must follow. Let me engage myself for God, and God will cause the devil and his agent to give me what is mine. Somebody say amen. Are you ready to praise God this morning? Let's do like 7 minutes of aggressive praise, or 8 minutes, or maybe 9 minutes. Let's just round it up to 10 minutes. Hey! Hey! I want you to praise the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I Am that I Am, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the Jehovah Mekadesh, Jehovah Keren Yesha. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the adoration. Give him the adoration. Help me walk to 7 people and tell them I want to praise God. What about you? I want to praise God.
Hallelujah, let your feelings come my mouth. Oh, your goodness is meant to the follow for my life. Oh, there's a lot kind of money to write on you. Hallelujah, let your feelings. You may have been hallelujah, let your goodness is meant to the tremble. Voyage will tremble. Hey, voyage step on it. Voyage step on it. Voyage step on it. Hey, voyage step on it. Voyage step on it. 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 Somebody shout to. I do not know. spirit, everybody.
Listen, is there something you are trusting God for today? I'd like you to use the next 3 minutes to dance like it has happened. Dance for your healing, for your miracle. Celebrate for your testimony like it has already happened. That is what faith is all about. Abraham was giving God the glory even when he was expecting the child. Are you expecting something from God? I prophesy to you, if you can dance like it has happened, then you will see the manifestation. Let's go! Expected. Media, other locations must see themselves celebrating right now. I know that Makurdi and several places are connected right now. If you will dance for 2 more minutes, God shall exceed your expectation.
And worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Get your hands. It is a privilege, it is an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as the Lord. It is a privilege, it is a privilege, it is an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence. Oh, it is a privilege. It is an honor. Ayagadaya. To worship at your throne, to be called. Your presence. Lift your hands, lift your voice. Your grace has found me. Your grace has found me. Just as I am, my shadow. I am changed forever. I am changed by your love in the present. Yes, please.
Singing majesty.
Singing majesty. Singing majesty. Forever I am changed. I am changed by your love. Lift your hands everywhere you are.
lift your hands everywhere you are.
Oh Lord, you are worthy all our praise. Oh Lord, you are worthy, Lord, all our praise. Oh Lord, you are worthy, Lord, you are worthy all our praise. You are worthy, Lord. Oh, Lord, I pray. Oh, Lord, you are worthy, worthy, Lord. Oh, I pray. Oh, Lord, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. Oh, I pray. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. All our praise.
Lift up your hands everywhere.
You are worthy of our praise. All our. You are worthy of our praise. Oh, Lord. And you are worthy of our praise, oh Lord. And you are worthy of our praise, oh Lord.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. If you are able to be upstanding, please do. And lift those hands high.
Oh Lord. You are worthy of our praise.
If it has heart. That's right. If it has heart. And whisper that name, Jesus. Holy Spirit is here. There is a package with your name attached to it now. There is a healing. There is a deliverance. There is an impartation. There is a grace. There is an oil being released right now. There is something God has brought in here for somebody. You must decide and receive it right now. I'll give you the count of seven. You bring your hand on yourself or on your head and scream, I receive. Depending on what you are receiving, what you are trusting God. There is something being released upon you. A package of healing. A package of impartation. A package of provision. A package of divine ideas. Divine direction. Deliverance. Breakthrough. Children being released for those trusting. Wedding gowns and rings. Deliverance is happening. People coming out of their graves and their pits. The agenda of the devil being absolutely broken and destroyed over the lives of people. Are you ready to receive what God has in store for you this morning? Father, let it be released. Let it be released. Let someone's life change. Let someone's story change. Receive your deliverance. Receive your package at the count of seven. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. I receive. 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 Receive your package. Jesus. Lift up your hands and worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Magnify him. Everywhere we are connected all around the world. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your voices. Worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Magnify him. Glorify him. Father, we praise you. Father, we praise you. Father, we praise you. Something just happened now. Somebody's deliverance just came. Somebody's healing just came. Somebody's breakthrough just came. Somebody's directions just came. Divine direction just came. Now clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord. Give the Lord a big clap. Take your seat for a minute. Find your seat position and please be seated. 15 people minimum with different growths in their bodies here now, and over 1,000 all over watching, wherever you are, the growths disappear from the breast lump to the goiter to the hernia to the fibroid to the lipoma to everything that is a growth. Check yourself quickly here right now and quickly rush to the front. You came with something swollen in your body and the swelling is gone. It's either completely gone or is going down. The hernia right down there is also gone. Quickly rush to the front here and let us hear from you what God did for you. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. That breast lump is gone. That pain is gone. That funny, wicked sensation in your body is gone right now. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Be thou glorified in the name of Jesus. All forms of cancers, blood cell cancer is being destroyed right now. Cervical cancer is being destroyed right now. Uterine cancer is being destroyed. Prostatic cancer is being destroyed right now. Everything that is not of God in your body, every death in your body is being destroyed right now. You are saying amen. Shout the loudest amen. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the praise. Eyes are healed. Eyes that were not seen at all, or not seen partially, or one eye completely blind. About 7 of such eyes, I take authority over cataract and over glaucoma, retinal detachment, witchcraft blindness, occultic blindness. Your tenure expires now. Lose your grip, all these eyes. Get out in the name of Jesus. I declare those eyes cleared and cleaned out in Jesus' precious name. Check your eyesight. If one eye was not seeing well, close the good eye and begin to see with the one that was not seeing well or not seeing at all. You quickly step forward here if your eye was healed. Quickly step forward here if you have somebody, particularly the right eye, God has healed that right eye and it's cleared right now. Give the Lord a shout of praise and a loud shout of praise. Someone with a terrible ulcer that radiates all the way to the back of the shoulder on the right hand side. God has healed that pain right now and retrieved that arrow and refired it back to sender. Now, if you came in here and God healed you of anything other than anything I have mentioned, somebody's breast milk flow has just been arrested. Hyperprolactinemia, galactorrhea, just arrested right now. Hormonal imbalance, just arrested right now. Check yourself and confirm that that healing is done and step forward here in the precious name of Jesus. Sinusitis and nasal polyp in the nose of someone is being destroyed by the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything you came here with and now you found that you are healed and you can't feel that problem or pain anymore, quickly step forward and let us hear from you. Keep going. And we have a very mind-blowing testimony all the way.
Shall we receive Sister Monica and Emmanuel Ogere for their testimony?
Give the Lord the praise.
Our Sister Monica testified 2 years ago on this altar. For the sake of those who were not here, I'll just recap the testimony. In the year 2007, she said, an evil terrorist group invaded the barracks where she lived. Her husband was a police officer, and she lost her husband. She lost her husband due to that attack. But while she attempted running away...
That is a terrorist invasion of a barrack. Man was a military personnel that became a victim of that terrorist attack and lost his life, her husband. Yes, go on.
While she attempted running away, she was caught on her left arm. And this is a scar. And eventually... She was accosted by those elements of the devil, and they slit her throat.
This person you saw had her throat slit confirmed and concluded that she was dead and left.
And she was laid in that condition for 3 days until when military personnel came to make away with the corpses. And then they realized that, alas, she was not dead. And she was hospitalized for about 1 year. And that was how God rescued her.
One full year with a throat slit. Left for dead. Bled and was in her pool of blood for 3 days.
That was how God rescued her. At the end of the 1 year, she came and testified on this altar.
She came on this altar and testified.
Now, we rewind back to 2007 when the incident happened. She said when evil closed up on her and she realized that the chance of survival was very slim, she had 2 children. So, the heart of a mother, she hid one under the bed and put another one in an empty drum and closed it. She would, in case I don't survive, let my seed also not be destroyed. Eventually, one of them couldn't make it. But on the third day when the military came to do away with the corpses.
Now you have fast forwarded. Long story made short, after they left her for dead, by the time she got up from being dead, she realized her husband was no more, and her 2 sons were no more. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Husband was no more, and 2 sons were no more. The one she hid in the drum, and the one that was under the bed, both no more, plus husband. And she lived like that for how many years?
For 14 solid years.
Only for, after 14 years, it became confirmed that his son is alive.
Yes, sir.
Here he is. How old was he when this thing happened?
7, sir.
He was 7 years old. What happened? Is he alive?
So, the military men that came, thank you, sir, to do away with the corpses, the commander of the team adopted the son because they discovered
he was found him in the drum.
He lived there. A 7-year-old was there for 3 days. So, he adopted the son. And I think that is also a credit to the military there. One of the soldiers that came for this mission knows about this family, knows about the woman and her husband. And this boy had lived with the commander for this number of years until the commander retired from active service. And then the soldier was able to establish contact with her father, who is his grandfather.
The father of the woman.
Of the woman, who is his grandfather. That one of the sons, one of your grandsons,
is still alive. Hey!
And after 14 years, just last year, mother was able to be reunited with her son and she has come to give God praise, it is for her like bringing a child out of the
dead. It's resurrection from the dead. Can you stand up on your feet? 14 years after you thought your husband is gone, children are gone. And I believe that now she came here. She was the one empowered, right? She came here. Yes, she came here after to testify on this altar, and prayer was offered. What a faithful God we serve. But we decree at this moment, this evil in this nation shall not proceed. This demonic agenda in this nation shall not proceed. That is why we are going to rise in intercession. Under the next 2 or 3 weeks, we shall be having, we have had healing and deliverance crusades for cities. We want to have it for the nation, so that God can deliver our nation. We want to have it at the center of the city, the center of the city. Within the next 3 or 4 weeks, the date will be made to you, known to you shortly. Every single one of us, both those that are here and those watching me, anywhere you are, all roads will lead there, where the city started from, the center. We are going to step in there and make demands and ask Jehovah God. Look at the number of people here this morning. Look at the number of people connected all around the world. Is that the kind of people that should be wiped out of this country? Is it possible that Christianity be stamped out of a nation with such population of people worshiping God and serving God? It will not happen in our time. It will not happen in the time of our children. It will not happen in the time of our children's children. Until Jesus comes, it will never happen. In the name of Jesus. Congratulations. And Emmanuel has been following them up. I mean, all the way from America, pursuing all the, coming up, step over here, and doing a very, very great work among victims of terrorism, especially in the north. Lift up your hands, ma, and son. Congratulations. Happy for you. Congratulations. You will fulfill all the destinies. What your father could not achieve, you will achieve it. What your brother could not achieve, you will achieve it. In the name of Jesus. Fresh grace. All forms of healing, emotional, psychological, be done in Jesus' precious name. At the end of this day, please let's communicate with them. Anywhere we can be of help to him and to her, we'll be gladly able to do so. For anything at all, whether it's schooling or anything at all, we'll be glad to be of help. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And I believe that the government of the land should be interested in people like this. Interested in people like this to see how to ensure that their father, having given his life for the nation, that the nation will rise up to the occasion of the children. I'm sure that they should be. Give the Lord a big clap of hand and take your seat. Congratulations, but we'll see you after the service. Is Jesus wonderful or not? Give him a big clap and a shout of praise. Everything that the devil claims you have lost in your life, the mysterious way in which this boy was found after 14 years, in that same mysterious way, whatever the devil took from you shall be restored, shall be restored, shall be restored. Shall the Lord say amen. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Yes.
Lumps and growths will be disappearing. Our sister is from the choir, Rose. Since last year, she had this pain on her lower abdomen, and they say there are fibroid growths. But as the word began to drop one by one, she couldn't feel the pain. She has tried to trace the lumps. She can't find them anymore.
Stop over here. It's over forever. Yes, go on.
Our sister Benita, 12 years ago, was a lump. No, one person. 12 years ago was a lump on this breast. They operated and removed the lump. After that, small something was going to come out. 6 years ago, they found one here. But sir, as the word kept coming this morning, both the one that they operated before there was a lump and this new one, all the lumps, I'll check back to her.
Are you just sitting and looking like that? Every recurrent pattern in your life is broken today. And every mountain in your life, in the name of Jesus, returns back to her.
Sir, an amazing one. Cancer of the rectum. 3 years. They refer that to a teaching hospital right now. But they've done the test and said they cannot operate. The sister has not been able to lie down, to sit, always in pain. She came to church with that same condition. Sir, the pain has gone. Now she can sit. She can stand as the word came instantly.
Cancer of the rectum, stand over here. Are you ready to receive this prophetic word? Every death hiding in your body, every spirit of death, anything that is a cause of premature death in your life, cast to its roots in the name of Jesus. This cancer dies and you live in Jesus' precious name. Yes, what happened?
Our brother Melody came all the way from Kaduna to attend this convention. And he came with the only prayer point of Oblique Hernia. You made mention of it. He said, even this morning it was protruding in the service. But immediately after that ministration, it disappeared.
For how long has it been? Since birth, of course.
Said from the
beginning of this year. Early this year.
When did you notice the Oblique Hernia? Just early this year. Come forward here. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, every mountain in my life, you are uprooted right now. Uprooted right now. Oh, you mountains. Back to hell in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Our sister said over a year ago she was diagnosed with abdominal TB, tuberculosis, and it had left her with severe challenges. It only affected her knees and made it difficult for her to walk. That she has done medication, but she still didn't get her healing. But at the declaration of that word, she received her healing, her pains, the
change
over,
and Father, it is
over. What she can do.
In Jesus' name, it's done.
So this is our sister Faith. She got married in 2014, and every time she takes in, she loses the pregnancy. Then in 2016, she was operated on for ovarian cyst. From that 2016, it has been pain all the way through the abdominal side, pain all the way. She said she couldn't even sit. Anytime she goes to the toilet, she spends close to like a minute or two before she'll be able to do anything. She came in that pain this morning. In the course of the praise, she said she decided to dance and found out that she could dance, no more pain, and she's here to give God praise.
Give the Lord a praise. Dr. Ms. Enenche, can you pray on her? And use her as a point of contact for every woman trusting for the fruit of the womb. The spirit of barrenness, childlessness, over! Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah. Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you, only you, only you, only you, only you, only you, Jehovah.
Only you, only you, only you, only you, only you,
only you, only you, only you,
Jehovah. It's only you.
Yes, what happened here?
So this is our brother David. He says since 2018, he has been experiencing moving objects from his feet all the way to his chest. According to him, he said the thing is eating him up. He showed him his palm. He said the palm is equally drying up. In the midst of the worship and the declaration, everything ceased. He said he felt like a chain pulled out of him.
Give the Lord a praise. Lift up your hands. Every chain and every bondage in anybody's life is broken in Jesus' precious name.
Our sister for the past 8 months had a satanic arrow fired into her abdomen that led to severe pain and more like a stone-like moving object. At the shout of I received, that pain took off and now she's totally free.
Give the Lord a praise. Step forward here. Lift up your hands. Somebody say, every stranger in my body.
Every stranger in my
body. Say it louder. Every stranger in my body.
Every stranger in my body.
You are going now.
You are going now.
Oh, you stranger.
Oh, you stranger.
On your mask.
On your mask.
Get set.
Get set.
Shout, go!
Go!
Guess what happened?
Sister Juliana said in 2018 she had a surgery on her tummy. And ever since then, she's been afflicted with stomach pain that doesn't go away. She said, coupled with that, 2 weeks ago, she's been having severe migraine. to the right side of her brain. But as the declaration went forth, she got her healing. The migraine is gone.
Give the Lord a praise. Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for victory for this daughter. Jesus' name.
For the past 6 months, our sister has had a situation where her breast has been bringing out milk for 6 months and she's not married. Wow. At the shout of I received, she said she noticed it dried up. And she's totally set.
Hormonal imbalance arrested. Step forward here. In the name of Jesus, anything flowing in your life that is not correct, that flow is arrested right now. Power of the Holy Ghost. Be free from every agenda of hell. Yes.
As our sister said for a very long time, she couldn't remember now that she has been suffering from sinusitis. Permanently and consistently itching her nose all the time. She came in that condition this morning, and at the course of the praise and worship, that disappeared. And
congratulations.
And she equally said she came in with heaviness, and that heaviness is gone.
Be free. In Jesus' name, amen.
Brother Clement was diagnosed as having lumbar spondylosis and degenerating disc disease for the past 8 years with excruciating pains that had defied all manner of treatment. But in the heat of the worship, he said he felt a cold sensation all over his body and the pain had disappeared and could do those things he couldn't do before.
Step over here. Everyone with any bone condition here, check yourself because God is healing you right now. You came with a degeneration of the disc, cervical, thoracic, lumbar, spondylosis. Right now, check yourself. You came with a hand that is not moving, moving right now. You came with a crutch. Lift it up and walk right now. Something just happened to you with this man's healing. I take authority over every bone affliction. Is there anyone here with a crutch or a stick or came with a walking frame or came on a wheelchair or something? Rise up on your feet right now. In the name that is above every name, arthritis involving the knee, hip situations are getting hit right now. You can lift up that crutch, lift up that walking frame or that walking stick. And in the name that is above every name, I command your healing from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You are affliction. Lose your grip right now on the body of these people. I command bones to be mended. I command bones to be adjusted. I command pains to disappear now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you have heard and you have answered in Jesus' precious name. Move your leg up and down. Move your leg up and down. Move your leg up and down. Lift up your stick or your crutch or your walking frame or stand up out of your wheelchair. And if you had your healing, come forward here with your stick lifted, with your frame lifted, with your crutch lifted, and with your and with your wheelchair pushed. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Celebration.
In the name of Jesus, amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Every knee must bow,
amen.
Every tongue confess,
amen.
Jesus Christ is Lord,
amen.
Jesus Christ is Lord. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
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 Give the Lord a praise. What happened here?
Sister Comfort had a dream last night where she saw a tornado entered into her.
Eh?
A tornado entered
she
into her.
She had a dream where a tornado entered into her.
Yes, she said, and as a result of that, she couldn't stand up this morning. And she had a dream where she saw herself in the grave and you appeared and you brought her out of the grave. And now she could stand.
Every spirit of death assigned for anyone here, that death is arrested, arrested, leave in Jesus' name.
Sister Precious had a dream where she had a tumor and she saw an angel operating on her. And right now, when she came into the service, the tumor disappeared.
Give the Lord a praise. It is over in Jesus' name. Were there other encounters or anything like that? What are the eyesight healings? The eyes that God touched or healed. Is there someone here or in the crowd that came because an eye was healed? Father, thank you. And those healed, yes. Yes, come forward. But the knee is healed. What of the lady that was healed of the blindness yesterday at the evangelism ground? If she's in the service, she should let us know as well.
Testimony.
On both eyes for 7 solid years. But the declaration of the word,
it's
that
gone.
Teaching disappeared.
Give the Lord the praise. What happened here? What happened?
For many years, our sister Beauty, she couldn't see with her eyes. And
for 10 years, she has to use these thick glasses. Yes. And what happened right now?
At the declaration of I received, she could see and she took off.
Give the Lord the praise. Stand over here. Father, it is done. God is opening spiritual eyes and sight in Jesus' name. Be healed.
Our sister's one is from childbirth, from birth. Both eyes, myopia, childhood. Could not see well, but now the eyes are clear.
Step over here. In the name of Jesus, I declare the healing is permanent.
His own was right eye about a week ago. Now it is clear. He can see very well.
Give the Lord a big clap. It is clear.
Five years ago, she had an accident. And because of that accident, this ear and this leg got infected. She can't stand well, but she danced very well today, and this ear popped open on its own.
How long ago was the accident?
5 years.
5 years. Deaf ear and afflicted. Look at that leg. Afflicted leg. Couldn't walk well. Now healed. Step over here. The meaning of the opening of the ear is every door closed in your life is opening right now. Step your hands. Jesus precious. Power of the Holy Ghost, you are praying.
9 years, both eyes could not see very well. But right now she can see very well.
Step over here. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. It is open. Jesus' name. Everybody stand up on your feet 1 minute. Lift your hands and ask God to give you a visitation right now. Everywhere you are, stand up on your feet 1 minute. Thank you, Master. All right. This is the lady. You are the husband? I swear with you. That's the lady from the outreach yesterday with cataract on both eyes. You can see the evidence is still there. That blinded the eyes. The husband. I learned that you normally have to work with her. Last night, she moved following me. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Stop here. That's how they last night. What do I catch in a guy? What do I catch in a guy? What do I catch in a guy? Up your hands. The outcome of our praise this morning, would you want it to be established in your life? Those of you in the front, all manner of fibroids are healed. Diverse encounters is permanent in Jesus' name. Please return back to your seats. Lift your hands and your voice, and people, we're about to pray. You are going to pray this prayer after me and pray it with all the force you carry. And say after me, say, Father, I come before you today. I have praised you today. I have praised you today. I ask that your presence be established in my life. In the name of Jesus, I ask that your favor will swallow up every disfavor and rejection in my life. In the name of Jesus, I ask that your power will release the potentials of my life. In the name of Jesus, Father, I receive direction today. Divine direction in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I receive complete deliverance from every trace of affliction, every trace of torment, every trace of captivity. I receive complete deliverance now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. 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 In Jesus' precious name, I want you to pray these three prophetic prayers with all the passion you possess. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21. The Bible said, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Father, your counsel must stand in my life. The agenda of the devil must fail in my life. Must fail in my family. Must fail in the church, in this church. The agenda of the devil must fail in this nation. Lift your voice and say, Father, I come before you today. I ask that your counsel for my life, for my family, for the church, for this church, for the nation shall stand. I ask that the counsel of the devil, the devices of the enemy concerning my life, my family, my destiny, the church, this church, dunamis, the counsel, the devices of the devil concerning Nigeria must fail, shall fail. We decree failure for the devices of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Failure for the devices of the devil. Failure. Failure for the agenda of the enemy. Failure. 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 Failure of the devices of the enemy. Failure. I ask that your counsel for my life will stand. The agenda of the enemy will fail. Your counsel for my life, for my family, for the church, for dynamics, and for this nation shall stand. I decree that the counsel and devices of the enemy for my life, for my family, for my destiny, for the church, for dynamics, for Nigeria, shall fail. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I decree failure for the counsel of the enemy. In Jesus' precious name. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 22 to 23. Son of man, what is that proverb that you have in the land of Israel saying? The days are prolonged and every vision faileth. Tell them therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall use it no more as a proverb in Israel. But say unto them, the days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was a recurrent pattern of failure. Today, we are going to pray two prayers out of this place. Now, prayer number one. Say, Father,
Father,
I ask that every negative cycle, every negative pattern of my life, of my family, of my destiny, of the church, of this church, of the nation, Nigeria, be broken right now. Every negative cycle, negative experience, negative pattern of my life, of my family, of my destiny, of the church, of Dunamis Church, of Nigeria, oh you negative pattern, negative cycle, negative occurrence, in the name of Jesus, you are broken now. Open your mouth, pray. Every negative pattern, every negative cycle in my life, every negative cycle in my life, every negative pattern of my destiny, you are broken. 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 Negative cycle, negative pattern. You are broken. 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 Negative cycle, negative pattern. You are broken. 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 Negative pattern. Negative cycle. You are broken. You are broken. In Jesus' precious name. Finally, let's read that passage again. Everybody read it with me. Ezekiel 12, 22 and 23. 1, 2, read. Son of man, what is that proverb that you have in the land of Israel? Saying, the days are prolonged, and every vision faileth. Tell them, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say unto them, the days are at hand, and the effect of every... Hallelujah! We are going to reject the spell of failure. How many of you don't want to be a failure in life? The spell of failure, the spell of vision failure, the spell of assignment failure, the spell of failure. Lift your voice and say, Father, today, according to your word, I reject the spell of failure in my life, in my family, in my destiny, in the church, in this nation. In the name of Jesus, my vision can cannot fail. My life cannot fail. My destiny cannot fail. The church cannot fail. This church cannot fail. Nigeria cannot fail. Today, I reject, we reject the spell of failure. Now, in the name of Jesus, pray. The spell of failure. The spell of failure is rejected. Is rejected. Is rejected. The spell of failure is rejected. Is rejected. Is rejected. Is rejected. Let us separate in a galala. 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 The spell of failure is broken. The spell of failure is broken. My life shall not fail. My destiny shall not fail. My assignment shall not fail. I shall not fail in the land of the living. My life shall not fail. My destiny shall not fail. I shall not fail. I shall not fail. I cannot fail. Let us separate in a galala. La bara la 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 la. Rata sata la 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 la. Rata sata la 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 la. Jarota sata la 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 la. Mata la 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 la. The spell of failure in my life, family, destiny, church, dynamics, nation, Nigeria, be broken. My vision in life, my destiny cannot fail. This church, this nation cannot fail. We reject the spell of failure now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and give him the praise for answer to prayers. Father, we give you the praise. We praise your name, O Lord. We give you all the praise. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give the Lord a shout of victory.
We praise your name, O Lord.
Just a moment. Lift your hands, people. Father, we give you the praise. I want to ask you, within the next 15, 20 minutes at the most, we should be rounding off. I do not want ushers. I do not want anybody step out before the final word is released. This is the conclusion of the convention with Thanksgiving. I want you to catch the final release before you step out of here. Somebody say a loud amen. So please, no movements at all within the next 15 to 20 minutes. Right now, if you are here, while this song is going on, you know you need to give your life to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. Please remain standing. You are not saved. You know God is not happy with you. You want to make your ways right with Jesus. Pray this prayer with me wherever you are and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can you wave your hands and give him the praise? All those who pray that prayer, can I see your hand? Wave it. Excellent. I see plenty hands over there. Will you rush forward to the altar while we take that song? Celebrate your way forward. You want to give your life to Christ? You pray the prayer of surrender. Quickly, I'll give you the count of 10.
We praise your name, O Lord.
Be the first to come.
We give you all
two.
The praise.
The rest celebrate.
We praise your name, O Lord. We give you all the praise. Yeah. We praise your name, O Lord. We give you all the praise.
Right to the altar.
We praise your name, O Lord. We give you all the praise. Yahweh. Thank you, O Lord.
of hand as you take your seats. Hallelujah. Those who are still seated there, you want to rededicate yourself to God. You have given your life to Jesus before, but you fell back into sin like that young man who testified in the first segment of the service. Maybe you are into gambling, fraud, prostitution, masturbation, lesbianism, a habit of life, drug, alcoholism, bound your life, tied your life, chained your life, and you want to be free from that habit, from that lifestyle. So quickly, stand up on your feet and join us forward. Quickly, quickly, come rededicate yourself to God. As you come, come with your Bibles, come with your bags, and come with everything you came to church with. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Yahweh.
We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, for
the Son. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
We are grateful.
We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, God bless you. I pray for you today. I declare that the hold of sin be broken off your life. One more time, place your hand on your chest and say, Jesus, I receive deliverance from sin. The grace to live for you, I receive it now. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare that hold of the enemy broken off your life and the grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' name.